Hey guys, you're watching miasnewpairofglasses.com. Thanks so much for joining my membership website. And we're going to get into part four of my SpaceX Deception series. I'm really excited about the information that I have for you today in this video. We're getting into the really good stuff now. So without further ado, here is part four of my SpaceX Deception series. So we're going to have a quick review of what we talked about so far. So in part one, we talked about desensitizing the public, the cover-up, the different launches, and how it's not exclusively SpaceX technology. I've also proven the waters above by showing you that whatever the technology is, it is like a light underwater. So if we were looking up at a swimming pool with a light in it, that's what it would be. I've also shown you the wake that the December 2018 launch left when it skimmed the water's surface. We talked about how light works, that with nothing in the atmosphere, light has nothing to reflect off. Also, that light rays do not bend. But illuminated, disturbed particles in water with a light on it would bend. Each launch used a different trajectory and a different tech. In this video, we will discuss why these launches all had different trajectories and different tech. So we know their goal is to get into the waters above. You cannot just shoot a rocket straight up in the air and expect it to be intact and go right into the water. The reason is the surface tension of the water. What is surface tension? The difference between going through air, an easy medium, and a thicker medium, for example, water. It's a boundary between the two mediums. Let's talk about why surface tension is a main obstacle for the controllers to enter the waters above. Even when landing an object into the water, they have to have parachutes to slow the object down because of the surface tension of the water. If they come in straight at the water, the ship or rocket won't be able to handle the force applied to it. Even a plane coming at the water at a fairly level angle will crash and break apart as a result of surface tension. Any craft coming straight at the water will break apart and be destroyed due to the force and friction from the surface tension. But the rockets they launch have to be going at an incredible speed to make it up through the atmosphere to even get to the waters above. And with that speed comes an incredible force. Surface tension and entering the waters above is one main obstacle the controllers have faced over years of trying to enter the water. But it is not the only obstacle.
Suck it, NASA. That's only one. Six more to go. You ain't never gonna make it. It's impenetrable.
Once they get through, they need a separate propulsion technology to propel the rocket slash submarine in a totally different medium. Just like a submissile uses a separate tech when it reaches the air, reverse that, and that is what is necessary to go further towards where they want to go, into the water. So now they need a separate technology that allows them to propel the craft through the waters above. So as I go on in this series, I will continue to break down what you're witnessing when you're watching these SpaceX launches and talk about the secrets that have been hidden from everybody about what the controllers are really attempting to do and how they're doing it, including telling you how they're breaking through the surface tension of the waters above. So thanks for watching today, guys. That's all I have for you. Everybody stay safe. Be good to one another, and as always, God bless.